Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, you may have been watching over the past couple of days the Communications and Digital Technologies Portfolio Committee Chair, Ms. Kusela Diko, has been really lamenting what Digital Technologies Minister Solima Latsi has really been proposing as some of the changes that he would like to put forward in dealing with, for instance, an agency like CETA, the State Information Technology Agency. The minister is on the line with us. Minister Solima Latsi, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and also greetings to your listeners.
Minister, let's maybe get it from yourself. What are exactly your proposals with regards to CETA?
Thanks indeed for this opportunity. Our proposals are simple. They are in the form of a regulation which seeks to empower government departments in the event that they can present a business case that is much more cheaper than CETA would usually provide for in terms of the procurement of ICT goods, and also at a quicker turnaround time than what CETA would ordinarily do. Those government departments must then have the freedom to be able to procure those services outside of the CETA process. This is informed by the fact, Pimelo, that across all of government, national departments, provincial departments, and also provincial governments, they have lamented for several years now the inefficiencies that are as a result of CETA's model, because they are obligated currently to procure from CETA only. And the law as it is also makes provision for departments to make individual requests to the minister for exemptions. And in our assessment of trying to find solutions to capacitate government to deal with this challenge and also to move towards digital transformation, we then realized that leaving it to the discretion of the minister on a case-by-case basis can muddy the waters. So let's set out a process which is recognized in law, which was this regulation. Before we even got to this stage, we were compelled by the CETA Act to write to all ministers and provincial governments to say, having taken into consideration the frustrations you have raised with us repeatedly, this is what we are proposing. So that was in compliance with the law. And secondly, which is the most important aspect, the regulation, in order to pass, has to be approved by the Minister of Finance, because that's what the CETA Act requires. The Minister of Finance has given his concurrence for this regulation to proceed. So the notion that it is somehow outside of the prescripts of the law is inaccurate, because if it was, the Minister of Finance would not have given his concurrence.
Why wouldn't your objective then be to jack up CETA, make sure that its governance issues are sorted out, digitize? This was always a proposal on the table, that it must speedily digitize its own systems and, you know, the old problems of governance that they've always had. Why not prioritize that?
Both of these things can happen at the same time, and they're not mutually exclusive, right? So what we are also saying is there are interventions in place to improve the governance structures at CETA. We have an interim board currently in there. There's an investigation that we have initiated that is being led by the Public Service Commission to look primarily at the collapse of governance structures in the entity, the issues around procurement concerns which have engulfed the entity, and also the instability at the executive level. Those are being sorted. In the end, what we are trying to solve here is that within the government ecosystem, there should be multiple solutions that seek to enhance the capacity of government to meet its ICT needs. CETA still has a fundamental role to play in that it can also set norms and standards for departments, and equally that it can meet the needs of those departments who are not able to present a business case within the prescripts of the country's existing procurement laws, and at a cost at which it will be affordable for government. What we are also trying to do is to ensure that government departments pay what is within the means of government, market prices that are competitive, that there is equally a quicker turnaround. And there may as well be, Pamela, instances wherein procuring from CETA would be quicker, would be affordable, and that is great, and that should be the model. But in the event that CETA doesn't, can't, and departments can prove, then those departments surely, in one of the values of our democracy being freedom of choice, should be empowered to pursue that alternative.
Minister, things like, for instance, you point to norms and standards, it can still exist for those reasons, but there still isn't standardization that we are seeing currently being implemented. Why isn't that the case? And why do we still have an acting board? Why don't we have you appointing a permanent board?
Very important questions, and we'll answer them because there's movement. And that's what we are saying, that part of the process is to ensure that CETA does those norms and standardization across all of government. With regards to the board, the interim board was appointed as of the 2nd of February, and that was, the 2nd of March. And the purpose of having an interim board is simply because the tenure of the old board expired and we had not finished the process of appointing a full-time board. We are now at the process where we will be able to shortlist and do all the verifications before we do the appointment of a board. That is the goal I have in mind, and that's what we are going to move towards, because interim appointments are temporary solutions to avoid a vacuum. Mm-hmm. It is not something that under my leadership I would want to be the norm, and it is what we are moving towards correcting.
So then, in your perfect world, if all government departments are capable of producing a decent business proposal and everybody is up to scratch, would we really still need a CETA in your perfect world?
Well, perfection is elusive, and the reality is that, and you know that's why you chuckle, right? And the reality is that there should be competitiveness in procuring the most reliable service at the most affordable cost and at a quicker turnaround time. And hence the point that I make. When CETA is able to showcase that it can meet the needs of the department, of course, government departments must do business with the state entity that is the driver of, you know, information technology across all of government. But there are instances where the entity is incapable of doing that. And therefore, we need to provide a measure for when that happens, that those needs must be met.
What's your response to the portfolio committee's chair when she says you are out there wanting to change equity laws in this country?
Well, there is no, I've had to really, really compose myself in dealing with that, because it is completely inaccurate to do that. Pamela, everybody, anyone who knows and has a thorough understanding of the empowerment laws in the country knows, for instance, that equity equivalent investments programs are part of our bouquet of empowerment programs. It is why in sectors such as the automobile sector, for instance, equity equivalent programs have been made provision for, and they have been the source of several investments in the country, with the most notable one being BMW. What we are merely seeking to establish is in the ICT sector, these are not applicable. Therefore, we should be exploring that option in the interest of maximizing government's efforts to, one, meet the investment aspirations that it so needs. And also, interestingly, this element of the equity equivalent programs in the ICT sector has been adopted by cabinet in the medium-term development plan that has been adopted by the 7th administration as its arsenal of targets for the 7th administration.
Well, she goes as far as saying you're obsessed with Starlink. Do you want to respond to that?
No, it's a frivolous attack that, for me, I do not function for the interest on one particular company. My interest is in maximizing opportunities for the ICT sector of the country to grow and for the country to meet its aspirations for digital transformation. She's the one who keeps mentioning the said company, not me. So maybe the obsession is on her part.
Minister, I really appreciate your time. I know that you've got to go. So really thank you for affording us your time this evening. Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Minister Soli Malatsi. Thank you so much for your time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.